You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Bad Girls Club. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Bad Girls Club news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Bad Girls Club.
Yo, who is the baddest bitch in the house?
You are, Phil.
You are, Phil.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Yeah. Oh, those surprises. We got them coming from all over the place. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Jenny, here in the AfterBuzz TV studios for the Bad Girls Club. Season 8, Episode 3, Chicks Before Hicks. I'm joined with the one, the only, the beautiful Melina Perez.
Oh, thank you. I like that.
I like that. Melina's lovely and beautiful Siobhan Hughes.
Oh, stop. Thank you.
That was supposed to be nice, shock. Yeah. That was supposed to be a nice, like,
The incredible, the remarkable Mikey Watts.
Hello.
Yes.
What I do?
What it do?
What it's gonna be?
Hey Phil, how about like for him?
I'm running out of sound effects in here.
That's all right,
we're gonna hold the stretch
it,
now.
All right, so great episode again. They get us coming back for more.
I know.
We had a little issue though. Our DVR cut off right at the end.
We wanted to see some action there.
Really far away, blocks away. Heard us go. No.
So, if you guys can call us in when we start talking about the end of the episode, 424-256-1729, chat it up
with
us.
Let us know what happened at the end.
Yeah.
I know. Right when after Jenna, like, jumped off the bed and started grabbing somebody, and then Pear got pulled, then it cut off.
Erica went to go grab her.
Erica went to go grab her, and then that was it.
Was it Erica?
It was Erica.
I think it was Erica.
These girls are crazy. These girls are crazy. And we were worried about Amy at first, but I guess it stems from the family because little Miss Gabby went and called her father at the beginning of the episode, and he was like yelling at her, like, you need to spice something up. You're finally doing something in life.
If you don't do anything, we're going to be really disappointed.
You didn't go to college, but she did the Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
Finally, you're doing something.
Make us proud. That's what it is. You better start doing some drama or getting some drama going and make us proud. Whoa, what a dad.
Oh, and of course, it had to be the ones from Massachusetts. Thanks.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, what are you guys cooking over there in Massachusetts?
I do not know what they're cooking. Maybe he just saw the Super Bowl and he was upset, and that's why he told her that.
I don't know. Something
it's
in the
possible.
Chicken.
I mean, so he wants her to start some drama, and this gets Gabby going, because Gabby's the rebel without a cause. And she goes and gets her sister, tells her sister, we need to start something. The sister wasn't too keen on it. She was like, you can do it. But obviously, if your sister's going to fight people, you're going to fight your sister.
Right.
Wow.
But yeah, I think they never really, the time I saw them arguing was in the confessional when there was, what would she say? She said, you really look ugly in the morning. Or what was it?
When
you cough. Because she coughed in her face.
Coughing on her.
She did, though. She was like,
but it was a cute little exchange there. Like, I loved that sibling relationship. It was really cute.
But we need to see more of that, though.
Because we're seeing some nastiness from them.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Because they really, like, I could say that they waffle, you know? They kind of like, They
waffle.
Well, they kind of, it's like they want to start stuff. They want to be a part of it, and they talk trash, but they never do anything. You never see them.
Well, did
do
you notice
anything
at the end, at that last fight,
they pulled hair.
They pulled hair around the producer or whoever that was, and they basically at the same time they jumped her. It wasn't a one-on-one fair fight. It was a.
They're spoiled little twins. Like, they're spoiled.
Yeah.
You can tell.
But I think that's the only time they could ever fight is when there's two of them.
Right.
They'll never be able to fight one-on-one. But Jenna got a kick in one of them. I'm proud of her.
Well, so Team Stank is plotting. Yeah. Now, everyone hates Amy. They all kind of like Jenna. But they realize we need to get Jenna out of the house because she's stronger. Amy's kind of flip-flopping. Right. Obviously, we know Demetra. I mean, Demetra really showed
the biggest flip-flopper of them all.
I know.
It's like volleyball match over
that.
Here.
I know.
You can't trust friends like that.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and she just don't even know how to pick sides. Like, she just wakes up in the morning and flips a coin. Yeah. She's like,
But what is that saying about that everybody says every season, there are no friends in the bad girl's house?
Oh, that makes me sad.
Well, it's true, though. It's kind of a game.
You know what I think the game is here, though? It's like, how is it, like, whenever a predator comes and they see their prey, they take away the mom. It's like, distract the mom so we could get the baby and then kill the baby kind of thing.
So they want to kill Amy.
Yeah. They want to get rid of Jenna so then they could go after Amy.
I love
because she's the weaker
one.
In,
like, a National Geographic type thing.
And also,
that house is National Geographic right there.
It's crazy. Survival of the fittest.
It is.
But also with that playing the game, Amy sees this as her point where, you know, Jenna's starting to act crazy. Amy kind of sees this as her point where, okay, I can kind of go under the radar, keep it cool.
Yeah.
But I just want to point something.
Long.
No, because, and I think it's fake. You do not love Larry.
So true. We have not heard crap about Larry.
This is two episodes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She hasn't said anything.
What if the last episode she figures out?
Oh, she forgot. Yeah. She forgot about him.
That's why she was acting crazy in the confessional. She has not taken her pills.
She's like, I gotta go to sleep. In real life, finally. Four episodes later, now she wants to go to sleep.
I won't see it. I won't believe it until I see it. I need to see her in bed actually napping or something to believe that she actually went to sleep.
Right, we did see her in bed today, actually.
How weird was her confessional, though? She's just like cracking up in the confessional.
Everyone needs hugs.
Oh my goodness.
I love her madness.
Me too.
Amy, give us a call.
Yeah.
Amy also decides to play the girls' games and deletes Erica's message.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like the light to the bomb. It was just throughout the whole episode, Erica starts flipping out. Bitch.
Well, Erica didn't flip out because she said, I found Jesus.
I did not believe that for a second.
Jesus, this
fork
would have been in your eye if I had not found Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jesus is up in heaven being like, don't use my name.
Right?
Don't use it.
Well, you get lightning struck through the house.
Oh, my goodness. But that was a good tactic, though, to delete her messages. I mean, after all this stuff, well, she doesn't even know about Larry, so. But after all the stuff they were trying to do to Amy, I thought that was a pretty good tactic. Like, I'm just going to delete your boyfriend's message.
Agreed.
But how did she know? That's what I'm saying. I think producers got involved and they were like, oh, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Taking the shoe.
Yeah. Amy was deleting your man's messages because she knew from the gate. She's like, did you call me?
Right.
Did you leave a message? All right. Click. I got to handle something. She knew.
And I think
that
Erica,
ain't keeping it real.
No, it's not keeping it real.
But I like, Erica has a reason to get upset because if, like, you don't mess with that. I mean, if somebody deleted my man's messages, I'd be pissed. Mm-hmm. But why is it that instead of being mad at Amy, Erica has a problem with Jenna? Like, she kept going, okay, I know the tactic, the National Geographic tactic.
Right.
But still, that's what pisses me off is that she should be pissed off at Amy, but instead, let's get angry at Jenna.
Because Jenna's like the pretty one. They probably want to get her out.
She's fun.
Yeah.
She's fun.
Actually, you know what? I like her now. Yeah. No, I do because
she
showed up.
You thought
out
she
more.
Was mayo. You thought she was mayo.
I thought she was mayo. But she was getting so upset. She started putting her hair in a ponytail.
Oh, she's getting ready.
Yeah. She did it quick, too. She's a pro at that.
I didn't believe. Okay. I know we're jumping here, but I know Jenna. Was it Jenna? No. Erica. Erica's the redhead.
Yep.
She's putting that bandana on like she's going to start something, like she was going to throw down. No, Jenna.
Real quick.
And she's going to take on everybody.
Erica's scary, though.
She's
Erica,
bring it on.
She looks like a man.
Yeah,
like,
I think Erica could probably throw down. I think
her
Erica,
punches and stuff, I didn't know what to think.
I think she knows her. She's kind of like Nastasia of last season.
She bait him in?
Well, Nastasia didn't throw the punch until like the last episode where she put her sneakers on and was like,
I'm going to give you a chance to admit to it first.
But, well, I don't know. So what do you guys think as far as this whole, I mean, with Jenna in the house? We know they're attacking Jenna in the sense of she sticks up for Amy. So if they want to really screw with Amy, they can't it's why go against two against one? And the only reason at that point Demetra was hanging out with Amy and they had like a little team going on is because of Jenna. Yeah. So it's get rid of the key player, and then Demetra's automatically with us, and then Amy's by herself. Now, what did you think of the white comment? The white girl.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
No. Wait, remind me? Either. Refresh my memory?
About where they only hang out together because the two white girls hang out with each other because they're white.
I just think
saying that they don't want the other one to get kicked out because then they would be the only white girl in the house.
It's saying that Amy and Jenna are hanging out with each other because they're the only two white girls. But what I think is that everybody hates on them because they are the white girls. I mean, but maybe I'm wrong.
What is redhead chick?
Erica.
What, is she white?
You can call her that.
Period head.
Oh, I need to write that down.
Oh, that's so mean. I don't know if we could do that.
Is she Latin or something?
I think she's
ghetto white trash.
Puerto Rican.
That's what she reminds me of.
She's just down, that's all.
Ooh. Yeah, but I'm a fan of Team Mimi, Jenna, and Amy. Yeah, Team Sunshine.
Mimi doesn't even have a team, though.
Until they started turning on each other. That's what pisses me off, too.
There was a weird switch there where if you blinked for a second, you'd be like, wait, why did she attack her? Why did Jenna attack Amy, saying stuff like she just completely like dogged out her friend? We can understand why.
If you guys can call in for that one, 424-256-1729. Did Jenna say, I don't want to hear her boyfriend screwing Amy, Erica's boyfriend screwing Amy in the confessional, or I don't know what?
No,
yeah,
she said she didn't want to hear. She was asleep in the confessional because she doesn't want to hear Jenna have sex with her boyfriend or something like that. And then Jenna was like, I thought you were on my side or something. And then that's when it started.
Mm. Oh, was she in the confessional at a time, like trying to go to sleep or something?
No, she said she would sleep in the confessional because she doesn't want to hear her and that guy that she brought home from, where were they at?
Oh, Stony? So that's Amy's fault. I mean...
Wait, so Jenna took that like, you're supposed to be my friend and have my back. Why would you say that?
But you don't think that's over dramatic? Because friends or no friends, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you can still screw him. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't want to hear it. Love you, but I don't want to hear it. So I'm going to go sleep in the other room.
What does anybody expect going into a house like this?
I kind of agree with Jenna. Don't say that at a time where all the girls are attacking me. Pull me
you're
aside
supposed to
tomorrow.
Be my friend.
Yeah, like,
but the thing is, even though that little interaction... That was just like the whole thing was blown out of proportion. It was over being woke. Well, a couple of people being up while the rest of the house
and the
was
dudes
sleeping.
Clean your ditches.
Yeah,
Oh, that was impressive too. That guy I thought was like he wasn't so much. I thought Brad was like it because he looked good.
He wasn't a douche.
But then as soon as he started washing dishes, I was like, he scored points with me. That is awesome. Those guys were cool. Okay, I think that the girls are always angry every week or every show and these or every day, who knows, because they're never getting any guys. None of the guys like them. Whenever they go clubbing,
you know what?
No
you
guys
know who may score some points? Let me bring in a caller because you guys have so many questions. You guys are pulling so much information. So let me bring out the callers early.
Yay!
So, caller, you are on the line.
What's your name? Where are you from, caller?
Yeah, this is Joe from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn! What's your name again?
Izzy. You can call me Izzy. Matter of fact, Marie can call me Izzy.
Izzy.
Actually.
All right, Izzy. What did you think of tonight's episode?
Yeah, basically, tonight's episode was better than last week's.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Are you on Team Sunshine or Team Stink?
Sunshine,
hey. Yeah, we need to get some t-shirts made up.
I know.
Team Sunshine's losing its players, though.
I know. That makes me sad.
Oh, yeah, I think Jenna left, though. I saw at the end of the show.
Oh, that was at the end of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I just got cut off.
We didn't even get a preview for next week.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to some of the guys on the AfterBuzz chat. They said that about a graphic that needs to be put up.
Something about a graphic?
Yeah, Asian. Yeah, graphic.
Graphic.
Okay. All right, we'll figure out what that is.
Yeah.
But while we have you on the line, I want to ask you a question. Last week, they used the term dinner plate nipples.
Oh, no.
So we asked the question here at AfterBuzz, who in the house has...
That was Stephanie McMahon, but she had the implants.
Oh,
wait, who?
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh.
She got implants.
Oh, don't comment on that. Don't comment on that.
The WWE show was an hour ago. So, Who in the Bad Girls house? Who in the Bad Girls house do you think has the biggest dinner plate nipples?
Erica.
All right, I wanted to give a shout out to our Twitter followers. Some people thought Amy, and others thought Gia. So I still think it's Demetria, but.
And we thought Erica.
So thank you for agreeing with this caller. Thank you.
And Izzy, thank you for calling in. Make sure you hit us up next week, and we'll keep the chat going.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Thank you, Phil. All right. So the boys are in the house now. They went to this Stoney's. You said it was Mikey.
Stoney's.
Stoney's is a country bar in Vegas. Not upscale to be getting bottle service the way they were.
Nah,
it looks like, really fun.
It's really fun though.
Yeah,
they and have then, like hay on the floor and everything. Like, it's really cool.
And then Jenna and Amy were having a great time dancing with each other. Yeah. Like, and you see Team Stank as well. Like. Just staring, getting more bitter.
I want to know why they keep saying Jenna's breath stinks, like, and that she doesn't shower.
How do they know? They're never around her, so just being hateful.
Yeah,
could. That's all.
What else too? We saw a moment though. What were you talking about before about how? I'm sorry, it was you, Milena. You were saying that the girls are so upset all the time because they don't get any guys. Well, there was a moment. I'm not sure if you caught that when Gia had a guy come up, and she was like, "Ugh." Bad breath, get away from me. It's because of that stank ass attitude that you didn't pull anyone. They'd come up and approach you, but then you shut them down.
I don't know what Gia's problem is, because was she the one in the two piece and the heels?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stank hoe. That's a scuzzy ass hoe right there.
And let me say, like, okay, during the fight when the guys were there and everything at the house, Gia was just posing near the stairs, like in her bra and underwear, and just posing, trying to look all cute. And I'm like, these guys are not going to pay attention to you. Stop it.
Does no one sleep in like a onesie in there or like any legit pajamas? Well, everyone's
Erica
running around.
Does.
Yeah.
And then lives in the pajamas and goes out
to get her nails done or tanning.
The only time Gia and Erica went out was to go tanning, as if they couldn't do that at the
pool.
Yes.
Well, that, and then also the only place you go out to party is the country club, like.
And they didn't even have fun there.
Yeah,
they were like, I want to leave. I already know I want
to
leave.
Like, they've gone to some dope clubs before. I mean, I understand country music. If you're not into that, I can understand. Well,
I would want to go to every club out there. I wouldn't care what it
experience
is.
Experience it. Have a good time. Don't be like a sourpuss about it.
And then say, hey, let's not go home. Let's go someplace else. Yeah. It's Vegas.
You're
I'm sure
out.
There's someplace right
next door. You have a free limo, like car ride everywhere you want
to
go.
Anywhere, yeah.
Well, so is that area of Vegas where that is off the strip? Is it close to the other bars
and
clubs?
South Strip. Next to
so there's other clubs and bars right around the area. They could have easily just said, you know what,
we're gonna go. Kind of, not really.
No. All right. Well, so
but the strip is.
But you could just go straight
minutes,
down the strip.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just drive down.
Go
the strip.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
They were just being stank. They go inside the limo.
Yeah.
They're waiting
moody
for Jenna.
In the limo.
Now, did you think this was kind of rude of Jenna? Because even Amy and Demetria started getting a little aggravated in the limo for Jenna to be taking as long as she was with these guys.
In a way,
it looks
no.
like they probably over-exaggerated.
They totally were.
Maybe it was longer than we.
It could be.
And you can't trust Demetria's opinion because she's a flip-flopper. She's a flip-flopper
and
floozy.
Yeah, and then I think Amy probably was
flip-flopping.
Just like
pulling out the vocab.
Pulling out the vocab. Have my list of my bad girls vocab right here.
What were you going to say?
Check.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I think Amy was kind of upset because she lost her dancing partner, which was Jenna. And she probably wasn't as into the other guy as Jenna was into Brad. But that's when the turning point started, when Amy started turning on Jenna. And I think that if she really wanted her to hurry up, she would have helped her, because I think Jenna's drunk. I would be helping my friend out and be like, hey, come on, the girls are turning on you, da-da-da-da-da.
I guess more importantly, like, if Jenna stuck up for you and made all the girls, like, keep you in the house.
She should stick up for her.
You should have had my back. And then Amy was still like, well, no, I don't care.
Oh, the part that got me was she was saying, like, she was pissed off over Jenna when Jenna came back to the house and said, she was trying to apologize, but I don't accept her apology.
No, she said, I won't forgive, but I will forget.
But I will forget.
That makes no sense at all.
You can't make no damn
that
sense of what.
That one made me cock my head to the side.
That makes no sense.
I couldn't even get it out.
Yeah,
properly.
I was like,
it's supposed to be I forgive, but I don't forget.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the person that apologizes the most throughout this whole entire time was Amy, because Amy's been going psycho all the time.
What goes through that girl's head? Amy, call me. Stop.
We need to get Amy.
I need to figure it out.
We need to get Amy on the show. She needs to sit on the couch here. And
oh,
just,
my goodness. That would be awesome.
It would be amazing.
See how this unfolds.
Phil, what are you doing in there? What is
what?
This?
What?
Are you trying to say we're boring?
That is it? That's what's going on inside of Amy's head when she's
nothing.
I'm gonna be an there adult about this.
Go ahead.
I don't remember.
Amy's excuse. Yeah.
So they bring the boys back.
But I love the way. Can I just
let it out?
My language. You know, I always get all their quotes and vocab. Broke back mountain ma effers. Now,
that would be referencing gay people.
Like, why would you go? Like, they were like, we're going to go get some Brokeback Mountain guys.
Well, so they didn't know anybody because they hadn't watched the movie.
Before they went to Stoney's?
They didn't watch the movie, that's why.
So, what, like, do they know that that means they're like,
no, they don't. They're just, no. They just equated it with country. And they remember Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, hot guys.
And yeah, hot guys. They were like, all right.
Yeah, but you want girls are like, hey, let's go get hot guys that are going to make out with each other and want one us.
Yeah.
But who even, more importantly, who even says, let's go get some Brokeback Mountain?
Who was that that said that? Gia?
No, it was Demetra.
Probably one of the twins.
Demetra?
I think it was Demetra.
Damn.
And it's funny because maybe
so
and she did. She found herself a Brokeback Mountain boy because he didn't want her at the end of the night. He was like, I'll make up with you here. They'll tell me to do this, but at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, that was at another club. The one where they started doing body shots.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't see the deal on that one.
Well, what do you guys think about Jenna's game? She cannot spit games. She was talking about geology and how she loves
my
rock.
God.
No, but the guy enjoyed it. He was like, oh, let's go to Red Rock and, you
know.
She knew how to seal the deal. She knew how to go for that one.
Jenna
so
got
you guys
games?
Are having a good time. What are you talking about?
Jenna got game? What are you talking about?
Because at the other club, she was like being a wingman. Remember? She was like getting guys.
Yeah, she's probably the one with the most game.
Over here.
Yeah, she's probably.
It's that energy.
But you know what? If you noticed, when Demetria was trying to seal the deal, she had to stand on like a couch to just be eye level with the old dude. So she probably looks like a midget in real life.
She was dressed like a
midget. But
man.
She should, like,
Miss Gumby.
Well,
she probably just kept sliding off the couch because she had no ass, according to you.
I've been trying, I was trying to look the entire time, and I did not see.
Slide down.
There's no traction.
I've been trying to watch the entire time to see if she had a flat butt.
There was a shot when they were getting the limo, and the exact moment that that shot happened, we were like, when did we get to see her ass? But we were facing each other. And it was like, it was
I
gone.
Love that I have the
it
two women gone. Trying to look at Demetria's ass. And find out,
see
does
this.
She have a booty
sure
or not?
I
want to
see a
online.
Swimsuit shot, too.
No.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, you're a very beautiful girl. Don't listen to what we're saying.
Right, because the Jasmine from MTV Challenge called hit us up last week because of her commentary. For
oh, don't be mad. I said I still love you. You got six styles, so you can call me, too. You can call me, too.
So the boys come back to the house and apparently got bored with the girls and walked into the kitchen to get a drink and started cleaning the house.
Because it was nasty.
I mean, it is disgusting.
Yeah.
We've had
you'd be surprised how gross girls can be, like, when they're living.
Tell us.
I mean, things pile up. You get busy, you know, doing your hair, finding the right outfit. You
leaving
know,
the tampons out of the toilet.
You let things slip, like, you know, you let the dishes pile up.
But a tampon...
I didn't say anything about tampons.
I've lived with a girl and she like tampons, so I'm like,
well, that is disgusting.
That's
your mother's disgusting ass.
Tampons are everywhere.
That's who you're choosing to hang out with. Okay, don't judge the rest of the girls based on that choice.
Oh my goodness. So that's they awesome. Got bored, and I mean, obviously, there's bugs inside this house. We saw a clip today of a cricket or a cockroach.
Oh, that
or
was
something.
Funny.
It was Jiminy.
Yeah, it was Jiminy Cricket all up in that bitch.
And Demetria was Pinocchio.
Ooh.
Did I say that? Sorry.
True,
I'm a real
it's
boy.
True.
I swear she looks like a little boy.
Today she did. I can't even. The day you want to go look for men, you dress in a plaid shirt with your hair looking like freaking.
And she hyped that
Oliver
up too.
Twist.
Like, I want to find a guy so I could do the foot pop with.
Oh, that's
and
a cute term.
Yeah, like she was just saying all this stuff. She should have done better.
Oh, yeah, that's another
one. She should have done better.
Pop a kiss.
I think she's
thought it was
really
foot
sensitive.
Pop kiss.
No, I thought it was pop-up kiss. Pop-up kiss.
Pop-up kiss. What the hell is that?
I thought she said foot-pop kiss.
What the hell is that?
Same thing, I guess.
When you kiss, like, same when you kiss and you're so into it that you're like, your foot pops back. Like, you know?
And you want to find this at a skanky club in Vegas?
Oh, see, only the girls got that. Because I was sitting there like, what is she talking about?
You never know where you
can
find love.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's true.
You can call in for the love line here at AfterBuzz TV.
Craigslist.
Craigslist. You don't know what you just invited into the.
We heard that story already, huh?
Yes. From New Year's Eve. Phil, get ready. Start screening some stuff.
Just so everyone can know, the story for New Year's Eve is that one of my friends got a date on Craigslist. Like, she put her ad in Craigslist and said, hey, I have no date for New Year's. Hit me up.
The views expressed here are those of the host only. Do not try this at home.
Yeah, do not try this at home. You never know what kind of crazy stuff happens.
Did it end well?
Like, we don't know. We haven't heard from her.
Dun, dun, dun. The Craigslist killer. I'm sure you got laid.
Right. Back to
he or she.
Back to the country boys, Brokeback Boys. They're in the house. They're cleaning, and that has the girls excited. Amy's excited now.
Yeah, it set the mood.
It set the mood. Yeah. They're making a lot of noise in this house, and I gotta say, Gabby goes downstairs to tell him to be quiet.
Yeah,
very nicely.
Yeah,
was
she was nice. She was really sweet.
She actually did twice.
She actually she yelled twice. Downstairs, "Hey, can you guys just turn it down a notch?" And then came down and was like, "Can you still keep it down?"
Yeah,
and
she
kept
a smiled.
Good composure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very impressed with that. Good job, Gabby. And then it's 3:30 in the morning, which I'm like, really? It's only 3:30.
Yeah, and the Bad Girls Club, that's like...
you're in Vegas?
That's like 12.
A 24-hour city.
Like,
we don't even go out till midnight. It's 3 o'clock, yeah, so what?
So 3:30 in the morning, that's when Demetra comes down and is like, it is 3:30 in the morning, I'm trying to sleep, you're being disrespectful.
No, it was
I love
it
that.
Was Venetia.
That's a great little sketch character.
Not Demetra.
Yeah.
No, Demetra came down and
oh, yeah,
that's
Demetra,
how we found out that it was 3:30 and I was surprised. Cause
she says, you don't ruin my sleep. Like, she's pissed over that.
I didn't see that part where the little leprechaun came down and did that.
You were just hating today.
What? Erica
spiteful.
Came to tell us. We've called her a damn Pinocchio. A boy, a lesbian, what did you just call him?
She may have been looking for a pot of gold, that's why she came downstairs.
Pot of gold, Gumby.
Oh, yeah, Gumby.
Yeah, the Gumby body.
But you could call me.
But you could call me.
Looking like the Pied Piper.
My gripe about all this, I get angry over all this stuff. Okay, my gripe about this is that knowing that you're in a house full of chicks in Vegas, you know you're going to expect all of this stuff.
Right.
I would bring earplugs and sleep in that. But the thing is that like, what is the point? What is the point of getting angry and doing all this?
And if you're tired
better,
enough,
you know you're in Vegas.
And you know what really pisses me off about Erica? You're from New York. Girl,
what?
Please. Come on. You know we sleep with damn ambulances, gunshots.
No, like, Erica said, Erica's like, I be in mansions. I be with ballers. I be in the mansions.
Just
I'm with
like
the ballers, black cards.
Judy
black,
last like, season. Yeah. I roll with
and
ballers.
And Natalie Nunn before that.
Right.
And another thing is, okay, so what are they going to do? Why do they have to go to sleep? It's not like they have to go to work in the morning.
Because they have to
wake up
in bed all day tomorrow.
They're going to wake up
just so they can be
and do their nails.
And be stank.
Yeah. And not get any guys the next day.
Duh.
I know. They are sad,
they
sad
need to,
people.
Yeah,
it's hard out there for a saint girl.
Erica has to wake up and check her messages from her boyfriend.
Wait a minute. You're in Vegas, which I'm assuming is hot and has pools all over the place.
Right.
You have a giant pool and you're going tanning?
Yeah.
In a tanning bed. What is that?
Mm.
That
well,
is so
just for
fun.
The record, it is really hot in Vegas to go tanning. Like,
to lay
shade. It's so hot where it's kind of like uncomfortable.
That's why you jump in the pool. Have fun.
Right.
Get in there.
Get with the Sunshine Crew. Oh,
yeah.
So Jenna turns on Amy, talking about boyfriend problems. The boys were like, get your shit, and we're getting out of here. That was awesome.
But
was
they
awesome
ran away,
scene.
Though. They,
yes, they
the producers were like, we got to get them out of here. Like, if they get hurt, it's on us.
The producers
sue
were
us.
Carrying them out. Like, they were
drunk. Yeah,
them out.
They actually got them like a van or something.
It wasn't
a taxi.
I think Brad wanted to stay and seal the deal with Jenna.
Of course.
That's why his friend said get
your
the
stuff. Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see how quickly he put on his pants out? Did you see that shot?
Oh, yeah.
He was like the eyes of fear. It's like, I'm not trying to get involved right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, all those women are going crazy. Like, who would want to stay there?
I'd be like, you would think it's sexy, but no.
Well, half of them have their boobs out.
And I'm sorry.
Just walking around.
Jenna, you gangster, but you are crazy. She was doing like this backwards horse kick, like
trying to break the window. She's a gangster.
Yeah. When you're mad, stuff happens. I'd rather break like the lamp than break someone's face.
Yep.
Most girls can't handle it.
No, they can't. And she broke the lamp. She broke the. She pulled the tree out the pot. She was trying to break a damn window.
She did a Mike Sorrentino when he punched the wall.
Now she's doing all that. Mad. She's doing all that. Imagine her in the bed because she's crazy. She was
ripping,
pulling things down. As
I loved Amy
ripping the bed down.
Amy got her in a headlock. Calmed her down. She was like,
girl, yeah.
Amy's crazy headlock.
No, seriously, dog. If I ever get out of control, you have my permission to do that.
To put you in a headlock?
Yes. To calm me down.
And now you're out of control.
Headlock time, headlock time. So Jenna goes to a hotel room. She calms down. She woosahs. She comes back, and all her shit is in the front hall.
Best line of the episode. I didn't even have a time to take a dump in this house, and she was already back. But she didn't say dump. She said something else.
She said shit.
She said shit.
But Jenna,
that was hilarious.
Jenna handled it very nice. She says, I don't care. You can throw my stuff in the ground. If anything's broken, I have money. I could just buy new stuff.
Yeah. Good
gangster.
For her.
That's a gangster.
I'm screwed up on Amy's behalf because it's like if that was my friend in the house, I would have picked that up, made sure that wasn't.
Yeah.
Not just walk by it.
But then again, those voices are probably like, Amy, just stay in bed. Don't touch it. Don't do anything.
No, she wasn't. She hadn't slept yet.
Oh, that's right. They were like, Amy, there's something outside. Go talk to yourself at the confessional.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
her Amy claps. The Amy claps.
Yes. So Amy and Demetra, while Jen is, like, picking her stuff up, are out by the pool talking. And this is like, bitches, you guys got no backbones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Who?
I hate that.
When,
ooh,
when
hate
Amy
that.
And Demetra were outside talking about Jenna and how she was acting crazy. They don't understand it. And it's like, bitch, Demetra, you were just having this conversation with Jenna about Amy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what did she say? She's like, no, Amy and I had time to bond. I'm like,
yeah. And then Jenna pulls them out, has an apology for Amy and for Demetra.
Yeah.
And Demetra's like, nope, you screwed up. I'm already on Team Stank now.
How is it that she could forgive Amy for punching her in the face, but she can't forgive Jenna?
Because she's just a messed up little boy.
Jeez. I'm angry. I'm angry at her for that, too.
That's a man, Moy. That's a man.
I'd hang out with Jenna, man.
So Jenna writes on the girls' pictures. Team Stink gets pissed at her and throws her bed in the pool. And Jenna's like, oh, hell no. You ain't going to do this.
I wish they would come up with new tricks, though. It's like, that's been done.
Every season, someone's bed goes in the pool. Now, it was different last season because they didn't have a pool. They had like a
bayou
dirty lake.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is gross.
That was bad. Yeah.
No, but if you really want to do it, it's like dip it in the bed, then bring it back in the house. And
then
don't
they can sleep on it. Yeah.
And then,
And that, but also when Jenna said, now you guys can bring it back, I would have been like, okay.
No, and Gabby was like,
wet matches,
was,
right?
Which one's the bad twin, Gabby or
Gabby.
Gabby, she was like, no, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm sorry. Jenna confronts them and starts flipping out and basically says, Venetia, your hair looks like period. The twins, you guys are
period
followers.
Blood.
And Gia, you are. She said period blood.
Yeah.
No, she said period.
Oh, just period.
Just plain old period.
Same thing. What was that? That's like vagina hole.
Vagina hole. Yeah, vagina a little hole. Redundant.
Love vagina hole.
A little redundant now.
And then we had Gia, a dirty hoe.
Yeah.
And I love that finally someone commented on the fact that she wore that
her
damn outfit.
Stank-ass outfit.
Which, again, when they went tanning, whatever they were wearing before they went tanning, whenever they fell asleep in, they just got up and went tanning
dirty.
In the same outfit. What
dirty.
Is that?
You're in Vegas. You're supposed to show out. Doesn't matter if you're going to Ralph's. You better just wear some stilettos.
Yeah.
God.
I need some avocado.
Really, an avocado?
Like
all the fruits you could have picked was an avocado.
Broccoli.
I like the way you said it.
Thank you. Team Sunshine.
Oh, wait.
We did hear them use the word broccoli again tonight.
Yes.
They were calling. So it looks like this
broccoli.
Is a permanent word in our vocabulary.
Yep.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
So Jenna starts going buck again. Again, our DVR is cut off.
Oh.
Jenna whips her hair up into a bun, and then all the other girls are like, yeah! put their hair in buns, and then they.
But it was Gia. It wasn't actually Erica that, when it ended, came up through the corner and grabbed.
Oh yeah, you're right. She was wearing red, right?
Yeah.
And the producers, I must say, from last season to this season, are getting real.
They're in there.
You know what I liked going moving back to the show, like during the show, the part where they were in the pool talking about guys that they wanted to hook up with or where to find guys. They were saying about
Home Depot.
Yeah, but I like the stick figures that came out.
Kickbox. Like, was it kickbox?
Tools.
Yeah. Or yoga class.
That's true, though.
Really?
That would make sense.
Home Depot?
What? Yeah. They were like some manly men. Depends on what kind of man you're looking for.
We should try this.
You're going to go pick up a man at Home Depot?
They're waiting for you.
So we're going to do this tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to take you ladies, and we're going to see what kind of man you find at Home Depot.
All right.
I'm so scared.
We'll let you guys know what happens next week.
Did you bring condoms?
Wait, what?
Condoms to Home Depot. Clean up in the wood section. We're going to cut to a commercial break. When we get back, we have a few superlatives for you. One, you guys, if you want to call
me. Just one?
We have one, but if I can remember the other one, I'm going to bring it up, but I can't right now. So when we get back, call us in, and we want to know, who in the Bad Girls Club do you think has the most expensive weave? So, Phil, take us to a commercial break.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Does anyone else think that guy sounded like Ron Burgundy? Scotch.
I love scotch.
I love scotch.
Yeah.
It goes down into my belly.
That good reflexes, Phil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Phil's on point.
Or else someone else has made that comment. He's got that
cute. Darn.
Okay, so we're back. Superlative of the week. Which bad girl has the most expensive weave?
Don, I think maybe that's your cue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Whose cue is that?
I think...
That's me. Now, Mikey, it's Jen.
Mikey, yeah, you Jen? Came up with this.
I think it's Jen.
Jen?
Jenna.
I think it's Erica. Again, Erica.
Erica?
Mm-mm. With the period head?
The
blood head?
She has... like
looking like a busted
but
Rihanna?
It's
yeah.
I think it's fused in.
That's Rihanna's cousin.
She has horse hair.
She doesn't take...
That's not...
She goes and picks up Rihanna's clippings.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, nah, nah. What's my name? Venetia.
Or is it Erica?
It definitely can't be that hobbit.
Oh, Lord.
You are so terrible.
No, Demetra.
Hateful. She's like Nene's little sister, though. She has that same little Nene haircut.
Oh, no. She ain't Nene's little sister.
I'm just saying the haircut.
She doesn't even come up to Nene's kneecap.
If Nene, Estelle, and Fantasia had a menage a trois, they would have created Demetra.
No. If King Kong
my goodness.
That would be too big.
Midget Boy had a... They would come up with that. That would be the problem.
He is so mean. Tonight.
All right.
Well, I just thought Demetra like rubbed me the wrong way being a flip flop.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
that's true. You got a point there.
Pissed me off. Like, yeah, now I'm just going to go hard on you all the time.
Don't do it again.
I give you permission on that one.
All right.
I'm not standing up for her anymore.
Who do you think has the most expensive?
Jenna, too, because she had, I think when she did a confessional or
it's
she had
pretty,
straight,
yeah.
Yeah, it looks so silky. I was like, oh,
yeah.
It's so pretty.
Nice.
I wanted to touch it.
I have to go with Jenna, too. Because I don't think Gia wears.
Gia, no. Yeah. Well, if anything, maybe extensions, like clip-ins, like the rest, because hers are clip-ins.
Well, G doesn't even wear clothes, apparently, so I highly doubt she cares what's on her head. So, yeah.
Well, make okay. me horny.
Okay.
Ooh,
Phil.
Ooh, Phil.
Let's go around the table.
Phil's on those Amy pills.
Do you have Larry, Phil? Let's go around the table. Rewind that question. Who has the cheapest? I'm going to go with Amy on that one.
Or Amy. Actually,
maybe. The cheapest hair?
Yeah.
No, it's Amy.
Definitely.
Because the way they put it in the
oven. Demetra, because she ain't got no hair.
It could have blown up because it was synthetic.
I can't with him.
I say Erica. Because that's why she's always throwing it up in that ponytail. And
who touched my wig? She has it curled up.
She doesn't have it curled up.
She was in the limo. She's like,
actually, yeah.
She had it pretty.
That was the only time.
And then when she came in the house.
Erica.
That was the only time.
But to be honest, she doesn't really dress up that much. She goes around the house with her hair.
That polka dot thing that she was wearing, I didn't know what the hell that was.
Actually, you know what? That's kind of cute. I kind of wanted one.
That's
kind of cute.
She did not look good for it. Like, with it. She didn't have, like, cute legs, nothing. She did not look good.
She's like Tanisha 2.0. Like, I feel like she's gonna be one. Y'all ain't gonna get no sleep because of me.
Oh my god!
Pop off,
son. Yeah. So, all right, now let's go shoot into predictions because we can't even tell you what we saw.
Oh goodness!
This is all guesses right now.
You're after Buzz TV.
I don't want you to leave.
Prediction.
All right, so now I know Siobhan. You said you felt Jenna was mayo.
Yeah.
What was mayo?
No longer.
Mayo means just somebody plain. Boring.
Didn't leave a lasting impact. I couldn't even remember her name.
But here's the thing. I kind of feel like her and Demetra are mayo.
Her and Demetra are mayo.
Why I'm saying this is Jenna is expendable. We don't need her on the show.
Right. What?
No, we love her, but. We love her, but the drop. She's.
I said, get rid of the twins. Get rid of the twins.
They're dead weight.
But keep Amy and Jenna.
Because I'm telling you, the twins are going to get better. I guarantee.
But the thing is, you always have to have the person who everyone hates. That's what creates conflict. And therefore, a good story.
Amy will be that person again. Amy will be that person again.
Okay.
And I even think Gia is going to.
But if Amy becomes that person again, someone's getting stabbed. That's
the twins are going to be the ones that everybody's going to hate.
They don't do anything.
That would be interesting, though. But, that would be interesting.
But we did see an episode
Daddy's
where...
Now Daddy's telling them to step it up because you couldn't go to college.
Yeah. Daddy's putting
you couldn't get a rich man, but you had to do the bad girls with the Hobbit.
And there was an episode, there was a clip where we saw the twins like getting into a car and people started grabbing their hair and trying to get them out of a car. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
So you know something's going to happen with them. But I still love Jenna. I do not want her to leave.
I have a feeling Jenna's leaving.
I know. That's why.
Really?
Yeah. Well, at least she went out with a bang because she was not getting pushed over.
If you're going to go, tear everything down and start swinging.
Oh. Remember when she threw that pool ball?
Ooh. Oh my goodness! That was
awesome.
I
almost forgot about that.
She is awesome. I'm telling you,
all slow motion.
That's why I love her.
She got an arm.
She
loved that.
Yeah, she did.
Yo, what if she would have hit somebody with that pool ball?
It would have been over.
Oh my god!
It would have been over.
She is a gangster.
I'm telling you, that's why she's the best.
There was no hesitation. She was just like.
I would be her friend. She would be my friend.
Oh, my God.
That was gangster.
Well, please, Jenna, call.
Unfortunately, I don't think she'll be here. And I'm hoping Demetra gets kicked off. And I don't think she will because she's playing this under the bus type thing.
Demetra's weak.
But I'm hoping the whole flip-flop thing will get called out and put her in a position to get kicked out. Because she is mayo to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at you anymore. I don't want to hear your stories. Right. You're boring.
Yeah, you don't have anything to add.
No game.
Right. You ain't even the mayo. You just the bread.
you were the one to bread.
As flat as the bread.
That poor little monkey.
Well, you guys can tweet us all week to continue the Bad Girls conversation. And also let us know who you think has the most expensive weave. You can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
At Real Melina.
At Mikey Watts. Facebook me as well.
At Siobhan _Hughes.
Yes, same time, same place next week, people. Peace.
Peace.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.